And we are back here on Out of the Woods. Gonna do a bit of a set, sort of, but not really, for the kids. This one has a bunch of really sort of gross things in it, so kids might like it, but they also might not be able to sleep at night. But we're gonna start things off with one they will definitely like. From the CD, Not for Kids Only, we're gonna play one from Jerry Garcia and David Grisman. Here's Teddy Bear's Picnic on Out of the Woods.
To the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down to the woods today, you better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic. Every teddy bear who's been good is sure of a treat today. There's lots of marvelous things to eat and wonderful games to play. Beneath the trees, when nobody sees, they'll hide and seek as long as they please, 'cause that's the way the teddy bears have their picnic. Picnic time for teddy bears. The little teddy bears are having a lovely time today. Watch them, catch them unawares, and see them picnic on their holiday. See them gaily gad about. They love to play and shout, they never have any cares. At 6 o'clock, their mommies and daddies will take them home to bed, because they're tired little teddy bears. Safer to stay at home. For every bear that ever there was will gather there together, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic. Today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic.
Can I talk to you for a second? Why was the please and thank you song cut?
Because it's sappy and it takes away from the cookie song.
It enhances it. The cookie song is a meaningless piece of fluff without the please and thank you coda. That's the lesson, Nora. That's the whole moral anchor.
It's cut. And I want the cookie song lyrics changed back to the way they were.
I will not encourage children to consume endless amounts of refined sugar. I'm sorry. I have to wake up in the morning and like myself.
This is network television, buddy, not a Sprout farm. You're here to sell sugar in plastic.
Do you hear what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, I won't do it.
Yes, you will.
I will not do it. Does that say Nora's Magic Jungle? I don't think so. So don't talk to me like that because I am not your puppet.
Since when? Now get your spongy pink ass out there and dance for the cameras.
You know, this is a kid show. Those are children I'm singing to out there. You don't even see children anymore. You just see wallets with pigtails.
I want to play kind of an odd song for you. So I like to... like to mix it up a little bit. When I was a young boy, I'd climb into my bed. My mother would turn off the light and pat my little head. She'd speak of lessons she had learned, important wisdom passed along. Then she'd stand in my shadowed room and sing this little song.
Never trust a puppet. Puppets are untrue. No matter what the puppet says, he don't care about you. Never trust a puppet. Puppets are insincere. Somehow everyone finds out what you whisper in a puppet's ear. Taking things that didn't belong to it and saying inappropriate things at my parents' parties. And one night when I was asleep, the puppet ran away. Never trust a puppet or the feelings that they share. There is something not quite right in a puppet stare. Never give your heart to a puppet. Always stay on your guard. Puppets will betray you. Puppets are really weird. When I was a tiny girl, my aunt had a little lamb puppet. She would use it as an oven mitt and take a hot casserole out of the oven. Then she chased me around the house with the puppet on her hand, screaming,
I burnt my tongue! I burnt my tongue!
Never trust a puppet. Puppets are untrue. No matter what the puppet says, we don't care about you.
Hi, kids. That's right. It's time for Ask Dr. Science right here on KONE Radio, Pine Mountain Club. Today's subject, what is a tapeworm? This certainly isn't a pleasant subject, but many people suffer from tapeworm, and so there's a great curiosity about it. A kind of a flatworm, the tapeworm is an intestinal parasite. This means that it lives in the digestive tract of another animal called the host and is fed by food which the host has partly digested. The host of the tapeworm is nearly always a backbone animal such as a fish, a dog, or a man. The tapeworm has sucking discs on its head by means of which it attaches itself to the inside of the intestines. It has no sense organs such as eyes or ears. The muscles of a tapeworm are almost useless, and its nervous system is primitive. It has no mouth or digestive tract. It absorbs dissolved food through the walls of its body. There are many species of tapeworms, ranging in length from about 1/4 of an inch to 30 feet. There are many shapes. They may be unsegmented, undivided, or composed of a chain of segment-like parts. These grow one after the other, always forming behind the head. Each adult is both male and female. How can a human being get a tapeworm inside his digestive tract? It could happen in the following way. The fertilized eggs of a tapeworm are passed out by the worm. Then a hog eats the eggs. Then the larva hatch in the hog's intestine. Inside the hog, these small larva burrow through the wall of the intestine and go to other parts of the hog's body. When they settle, they form a hard cyst. Now suppose a human being eats pork that has been improperly cooked. Proper cooking would kill the larva in the cyst. The human digestive juices free the larva. They then attach themselves to the human intestines and there develop into adults. And a human being finds he has a tapeworm. The harm a tapeworm does is taking part of the nourishment of the host food and secreting poisonous substances. Tapeworms do not cause death to man except in rare cases. There are now drugs which can remove a tapeworm from the intestines. And that's Ask Dr. Science. And what is a tapeworm? Have fun, kids, in your learning experiences right here on Pinecone Radio 100 FM. Point one.
Pork chops. My girl tastes like pork chops. My girl tastes like pork chops. When I kiss her, I wonder what she had for dinner. Pork chops. I bet it was pork chops. I bet it was pork chops. And I got a hunch I can tell you what she had for lunch. Sizzling, drizzling, grizzling slabs of high class bacon meat. Ain't no fooling when she starts drooling. Tastes like drips, a liquid hog lip spilling outside of a bucket of pig feet. Pork chops. My girl tastes like pork chops. My girl tastes like pork chops. When I kiss her, I wonder what she had for dinner. Pork chops. My girl tastes like pork chops. My girl tastes like pork chops. When I kiss her, I wonder what she had for dinner. Pork chops.
Tapeworms. My girl tastes like tapeworms. I gotta hope not. Funny stuff. The two-man gentleman band there from their CD Two at a Time. Only appropriate. We had that disgusting thing from Dr. Science. They're talking about tapeworms and what happens if you eat undercooked pork. So there you go. Haywood Banks in there. We heard the title track from his great live CD, Never Trust a Puppet. And that was good coming out of the puppet argument we had just before that from Peter Gullerud, courtesy of Pinecone Radio. Both those bits were Dr. Science was him as well. Yes, very funny guy out there in Pine Mountain Club, California, at least for the time being. Yes. There's news afoot, but we won't get into that right now. But yeah, started off the set, Jerry Garcia and David Grisman with Teddy Bear's Picnic from the Not For Kids Only CD. Well, we got a lot of music left to play for you. Well, not really, but we have a set of music and I got to cram it all in here. So we're going to jump right back into things now. New CD from Charlie Mossbrook now. Here's the debut, I mean the title track, Something to Believe on Out of the Woods.
All I need was something to believe. Maybe it's God for you. Maybe you think that everything's a lie. Lord, I hope that isn't true. Some folks live for personal wealth. Hallelujah for every coin.
Hallelujah.
Some folks just believe in themselves and they carry it in their groin. 'Cause we all need something to believe, 'cause we all need something to believe. Sunday comes and the faithful rise and the full football team. They keep the faith while they fall behind and they live in the American dream. 'Cause we all need, well, something to believe. 'Cause we all need something to believe. Some folks turn to booze and dope just to get them through the day. Some go to church 'cause still got hope and they get on their knees and pray. We all need, well, something to believe. 'Cause we all need, well, something to believe.
Thank you.
songs, and there have been some train songs too.
Up your heart and made straight for the hills, and that day I've not forgot. All the while of love you're still, and I won't stop till my heart from my chest drops, and you leave me no choice but to wait for the water to rise. Stone, you stood like a light in darker times. And we all did what we could, but our failure closed our eyes. And thank you.
altar on high for the world to see. Crawling stalks run to the sea, scour every shore for industry, burn the bulk of the battles in effigy. Falling through the sky, crowds have gathered, mouths gaped open wide. Some shouting, some are stupefied, others would rather be home. Though the cowards cast their qualms aloud, falling still descend alone. Forced to birth, trained in trade, anger feeds a child, come music made. Frustration fueling the fire every step of the way. Over rocks and through the wood, swallow all the reels and ails she could. Outrageous, but all we want to do is play. Falling through the sky, crowds have gathered, mouths gaped open wide. Some shouting, some are stupefied, others would rather be home. Though the cowards cast their qualms aloud, the falling still descend alone. Travel don't make the luster fade. Toil cheek to cheek and bow for blade. Braced in flame and souls to keep. Desire won't let the monster sleep. We burn bright and broil in our crusade. Falling through the sky, crowds have gathered, mouths gaped open wide. Some shouting, some are stupefied, others would rather be home. Though the cowards cast their qualms aloud, the falling still descend alone.
Yeah, knocked you out of your seats with that one, didn't I? That's another one for Pinecone Pete out there in California. I've been playing that song as much as possible the last few weeks. I don't know, are we done? I don't think so. Anyway, Eric Clapton, yeah, From the Cradle, It Hurts Me Too. Brown Bird in there. Morgan Eve Swain singing that one for you. I mentioned last week that Dave Lamb from Brown Bird's in a world of hurt right now, and they need your help, so head on over to brownbird.net. Find out what's going on over there. Dave was just diagnosed with leukemia, so that's not great news. We heard Beaufort Blade from their brand new CD, Fits of Reason. The Ballroom Thieves in there from their CD, The Devil and the Deep. We heard Wait for the Water. Evidently, they just played here at Colby Sur, and I didn't know about it. But they did leave us a CD, so thanks for that. Trailer Park Idlers from Sweden in there. We heard Cheating Songs, Drinking Songs, and Train Songs too, from their album Meanwhile in Dogpatch. Charlie Mossberg, brand new, starting things off, the title track from his new one, Something to Believe. All right, folks, be safe out there. Thanks again to the Honey Dew Drops. Have a great weekend, everybody.